Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today, representing the Tower View team from Jefferson Matters, a Main Street and Chamber community, is David Williamson. He's a local artist and been really hard at work for what seems like several years now, going on the public art that's being displayed and currently still being installed on the North Alleyway here in the downtown square. So thank you very much, David, for being on.
Great to be with you.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people have been probably seeing a lot of progress finally starting to happen in that North Alleyway there. Can you just kind of give us a little bit of a status update to kind of whet our appetite here?
Well, the project is what I'd call a five-year sculpture project that we compressed into 3 years. And so it's been going on out at my studio, but also started with workshops right here in Greene County with kids and adults, both Peyton Sherdan students and Greene County students. And they designed a set of three arches. And as we started to get into the arch piece, it became clear to me we had to know why to do this. And so I asked and kept asking the team members, why should we build arches that are not connected or hold up anything? What is their function? And what they finally discovered with some insights I thought that were profound is that when you walk through an arch like this, it reminds you to pay attention to your path. And so these pathways, both forward and backward, in these arches are reflective of some things about Jefferson's history, agriculture, manufacturing, shapes that we'll be referring to that, even a reference to the figurative heads that are on the Centennial Building. There is a goddess figure that's at the top that they've created, cast in aluminum, that's informed by those, but not certainly a copy of them, a much more contemporary figure. And at the same time, moving forward. And what's moving forward in this county are kids. Kids are Jefferson and Greene County's future. And so it's so important that the kids' arch, which is the middle arch, be a contemporary focused. And at the top, that very robust linear design is based in part on their routes to school, because that's their path right now. But we want their path forward to also include their hometown. And so making sure that they've got ownership in this project, as well as the adults, is crucial in terms of economic development, real economic development sitting in kindergarten right now.
Very good, David. Now, you kind of explained it real good for us, the kind of middle arch. What are the other two outside arches?
The out two arch, they have components that based, their drawings are based on objects that we found at the historical building, and also the circular kinds of shapes that you'd see in many manufacturing facilities in the area, whether it's the weights at Powerlift or the basketball hoop that's the AAI, or the hydraulics that are involved with Scranton Manufacturing. All of these circular kinds of echoes are in the circular castings that will be on the northernmost arch. But embedded within them are echoes of the kids' pathways, because the kids' paths are crucial through all of this, but the kids' arch is actually the middle one. And then the other two are historically welded to Jefferson's history, which is rich. And I think that so much art you might see in Jefferson, whether it's the Lincoln sculpture or that gorgeous new statue of Doreen Wilbur, those are figures of one person at a moment in time. But the sculptures that I'm involved with are usually about a place through all time. And that got us to a point where I wanted the group, the adults who were designing, to begin to reflect on what it meant to sort of descend through that alley. And it's not, you know, it used to be a car access there, now it's pedestrian, and it is an arc that goes through there. It's not just a flat surface, and we're living, of course, on a ball. And so this word arc made its way into some words and phrases that the team came up with in reflecting about the role of arcs in this community. When you think about Doreen Wilbur and her ability to hit that target, she had to be able to generate an arc. When we think about stories that are hidden in a town like this, there's the arc of someone's lives, the archives of this town. And certainly when we think about how you stretch out an arm and welcome people to the community, that word welcome has to be more than a word.
And so with that, David, I see that you've got yourself kind of an added little incentive for people to kind of check out when the project is fully complete, and that is about this type of poem that was able to be put together and created.
So our team has come up with this fabulous collaborative public poem called Arcs. What's gathering inside if welcome ceases to be a word and becomes the way? What's gathering inside when excavations yield the archaeology of courage amid a few dusty footprints of others? What's gathering inside as the archer draws back her bow, anticipating an arrow's arc toward gold? What's gathering inside the breathing in and breathing out of a stroll beneath sky while exploring the clouds for a better why? What's gathering inside the archives of this town, our faces buried at times in its books when the flurry of pages summons a few archangels of our own? What's gathering inside the arcs stretching beyond those who have slept long beneath grasses near the outskirts of town? What's gathering inside these portals belongs to the curious, who welcome, as they often do, what lives beyond the arc of me or you.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here is David Williamson, a local artist working on the Arch Alley project that's on the north alleyway of the downtown square in Jefferson as part of the Tower View Team Public Art Projects with Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community. You can tune in for the second part of our series with Williamson on next week's show with Jefferson Matters, a Main Street and Chamber Community. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.